let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
Saturday 24th, 2021. It is beautiful outside. I love rain. It's about to rain. It's actually raining right now. What am I talking about? Man, isn't Milwaukee just the best? Isn't that right, interviewee John Shields III?
Yes.
Do you like the rain?
No.
But do you bless the rains?
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Which is your favorite cover of the song Africa?
The Leo Morricone metal cover.
Who is that?
He is a Norwegian metal cover artist who posts to YouTube and makes very good videos.
Is he in any other bands? Tell me more about this person, this talented musician.
Yes, he is. I don't know the names off the top of my head. He was touring for a while, and I mean, he makes songs. He makes covers of songs. Yes.
Can I make a song?
Yes.
How does one make a song? I know that you are a talented musician, Mr. Shields.
So you string together a lot of musical notes, and if it sounds good, you made a song. In fact, if it doesn't sound good, you made a song. You can include different instruments. You can include singing. Yeah, or you could not just be notes at all, you could just start hitting things and, you know, recording it, and then you have a song.
Why do humans like the sound of things being hit?
Because percussion. Because percussion.
Is it pleasing?
Yes.
What's so pleasing about percussion? I know that you're a bit of a percussionist yourself.
It's fun to hit things, just like I hit other humans. I actually record the sounds of punching other humans and make them into song or sounds for my new songs. I'm gonna release a new album soon called Human Interference, and it's just gonna be sounds made by humans or that I've recorded by using other humans.
That sounds like you might get arrested. I would not do that.
It's fine. You know what? The MPD is not after me. They're not going to find me. It's not like you just said my name live on the air, so they're not going to find me. It'll be fine. Just don't go to B12.
What's in B12?
Well, you have to store the instrument somewhere.
Are the instruments people?
No comment. No comment. No comment. No comment. No comment. No comment. Yeah, they say that the freshmen drop out, and I was lying. They were lying. We had to field the instruments from somewhere.
So you're saying 12, I can find a lot, and I mean a lot of dropouts, just sitting there, waiting to be used for instruments.
I mean, they're doing other activities besides just sitting there. I mean, they do, last I checked, they're starting a cult, the MLH B12 cult. They really like Satanic Rituals. They really also like death metal music. They also are an inspiration for music. And then, yeah.
But do they have bathrooms? Like
no.
No?
No, then they don't need them.
Do they eat?
Yes.
What do you feed them?
The ceiling tiles.
The ceiling tiles. How much does the ceiling tile cost?
Well, last time I priced them, I think you can get like one of them for like $2. But I always have maintenance just replace them, and then they eat those. They replace them every week.
Wouldn't it cost less to feed them actual food than to feed the captives in B12 ceiling tiles?
So if you feed them ceiling tiles, they produce a sort of it's a special resonant frequency when you use them for the music, so that when they're full of ceiling tile and you hit them, they make a certain noise that you record and make into a song. However, I've tried with different things too. Wallpaper works really well as well. You'll also notice if you go down there sometime at the desks that they store down there, they have bite marks out of them. Those give a certain wood tonal response. Those are used for more of my experimental tracks, which you can find in the album Human Experiments. From that, I got some of my support and also a lot of warrants for my arrest. You pay a price for making music.
Can you find any of these tracks on Spotify?
No.
No?
Yeah, Spotify banned me about 3 times. They found my alt accounts too, and now I'm IP banned.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
For you, not for the people in B12. I'm pretty sure the people in B12 are quite pleased about that.
They know what they're being used for. But you know what? Music is pain.
Music is pain? Why
music
do you say
is
that?
Pain. Music is pain because if you're making music, it hurts. It hurts your soul, it hurts the instrument or thing that you're using to make the music. It also hurts to hit the instrument. Yeah. Unless you're a masochist, in which case, I mean, hey, you know what? Go for it.
Does an instrument have a soul, Mr. Shields?
Yes.
Is this kind of like that one weird baseball movie where the bat was sentient? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
There's a baseball movie. I saw it once. A long, long time ago. If any of the people in the chat right now know what I'm talking about or can verify that this is real, please back me up here. But there's a very, very awful movie where essentially the comic relief character is a sentient baseball bat.
Oh.
And it's like a baseball movie and the bat's magical or something because it was like Babe Ruth's bat and the soul of Babe Ruth is stuck in the bat or something.
It looks like...
Yes, Mitch verifies that existed. Thank you, Mitch.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But no, I do not know. I do not know the movie. And I'm probably gonna... I'm gonna hope that it stays that way. Or I don't know that movie.
Why, I thought you were a baseball fan.
You don't know. You don't know who I am.
Don't I?
No.
I work with you, though.
No. I'm just a random person. I don't exist. I have no soul.
You heard it here first, folks. John Shields III has no soul.
My name is Jershi, not that.
Jershi has no soul.
I gave it to the people in B12.
Do they also eat souls?
Yes. I only feed them souls when I need to produce a lot of music in a very short amount of time. It's like, souls consist in the form of things that look like human organs. I think I actually embody souls into livers, and then I feed those to them.
That's only slightly disturbing.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Again, there's only like 10 police agencies looking for me right now.
10? That's one more than 26. Wait, what did I just say? No, that's not going on the book. I didn't say that.
Are you having a stroke? Did the aliens finally find you? Do we need to cancel smooth sailing this week because you're having a stroke, sir? I don't know if we're going to be able to continue if he's having a stroke. I think this is going to be an issue.
I can't believe I screwed up that bad.
I believe 1 + 10 is 11.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Not 26.
I'm aware that 26 plus 1 is 27, and 10 plus 1 does not equal 27.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I swear I know this.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in aliens, Jersey?
No.
Why not?
Because.
I don't like that answer. That's a cop-out answer. You know it's a cop-out answer.
I don't believe in them because I think that this is a simulation.
Oh, this is a simulation. Then why can't we just simulate some aliens? You know,
Fair enough. Okay, you've convinced me otherwise. Aliens exist.
But what do you think they look like? You think they're like grays? You know the grays, right?
Yeah, I think that they look like I think they look like guinea pigs. Specifically Shrill's guinea pig.
Cookie?
Yes.
I haven't actually met Cookie. Is Cookie nice?
No. I haven't met them though either.
I think you're gonna get some backlash for that one.
Oh yes. I cannot wait.
I think the Cookie supporters are gonna show up in force tonight at your door.
I will wait till that happens because at this point I'm not sure I don't know if anyone's actually listening from the Cookie support group.
That's true. Man, we really have had a drop in viewership, haven't we?
Well, oh, I mean, it is week 7, so I mean...
No, it's after week 7. We can't...
say what I want!
Okay. Do you think after you get done with the Friday of the week that it's still the week? Or do you think it's the beginning of the next week?
It's the beginning of the next week. It's week 8.
Yay! 3 more to go of learning. Then we have finals.
Yes.
Which is
death awaits. Yes.
Death does await.
Yes.
What? Okay. You want to go into talking about the ship?
Do I?
I mean, this one is we're gonna have to explain the ship. Okay, let's talk about the ship.
So it's a hovercraft. It's a outfitted. It uses. So it's got an air bladder that we use to make it levitate. We have to replace it every so often because the roads of Milwaukee suck. So because of the potholes, the air bladder does explode quite often and produces a lot of steam. It is powered by a Cat 3208 diesel turbocharged engine that blows up quite consistently every week. Finally, that's the head gasket. It costs $3,000 a week to repair and maintain. It gets reinstalled, and this hovercraft does have a capacity of 12 people. Within the 12 seats, there is 3 children's seats so that we can take the smaller students around campus because they can fit into car seats. Also, it's equipped with full ejector seats and air ride suspension, which means that drunk people are ejected out of the vehicle immediately. Also, we do have a launcher system, so if they are trying to get to one of the bar streets, we could just launch them. We don't have to drive them there. We don't have to worry about traffic.
I had the best call last night. We're going to cut this for a second. There was a person who was so scared when they were phoning in because they wanted to go to a bar, and it was, like, clearly a freshman. Like, very obviously a freshman coming from MLA trying to get to a bar. And I didn't care. But they were terrified phoning me. They might have already been a little tipsy. And I was just laughing, and they had no idea.
That's wonderful. Those are my favorite.
There was also... I probably won't get in trouble for talking about this on air. Do you know about the radio incident?
No.
Where it looked like Kevin was off the grid for like half an hour. Kevin's Okay, first of all, Kevin's contact information was wrong. So whenever we called Kevin, it looked like number unavailable or number busy. Straight to voicemail, nothing was happening.
Oh!
We tried this because I radioed Kevin 3 times, like, separated by a minute each, and he would not pick up. And then we had 2 patrol officers looking for Kevin, and they couldn't find his car. So Kevin was off the grid, and we had no idea what was wrong with Kevin. Turns out nothing was wrong, which was the best case scenario.
Right.
But his radio just was not working.
Yeah, I had that issue last week, I think, too.
It was slightly frightening, to say the least.
Yeah, that is an issue. Huh, interesting.
Because we just straight could not find Kevin. And it was weird because 2 of the patrol officers, 7:30 and 7:90, both heard me call out to Kevin and heard Kevin not responding, but Kevin wasn't hearing any of it.
Right. No, I think there's an actual issue with that radio. Did they switch radios for tonight?
I'm not sure if they did or didn't. Hopefully they did, but I have no control over that stuff.
Okay.
They know. They know, though.
Okay. Interesting. I have his contact info, so...
Well, we got it updated. Everything's fine now.
Gotcha. Anyways. So... Yes, that is the ship. It's the hovercraft.
Oh, yeah.
Hovercraft ship.
Nothing wrong with that there. All completely true. No lies here, folks. Everything that you hear here is 100% true. All right. Of it. Every last single thing.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
By the way, I want to take a moment of silence for Mr. Bill, who was a WJEB podcast host on a program called Smooth Sailing. a unidentified flying rocket-propelled grenade went into his apartment building at the end of the first episode of Out of This World, and he unfortunately did not make it. Moment of silence. Moment of silence over. Okay, let's continue back with our program. Do you have any funny ship stories?
None that I can share.
Aw, that's unfortunate. Do you... Okay, wait.
Yes?
You're a industrial engineer, correct?
Correct.
What does an industrial engineer do?
We're imaginary. We are the epitome of we engineer imagination. So the common misconception is that industrial engineers are actually, like, they work in factories and stuff. This is just simply untrue. IE actually stands for imaginary engineering. Did you know that?
I think I heard it from one or two people in the past.
What they probably told you is correct, in that everyone called them insane. But it's true, we engineer imagination. That's why Disney likes to employ us.
Oh, yes. They're famous imagination engineers.
Imagineers. You got
Imagineers.
It.
Imagineers. That's such a stupid name. It's such a Disney thing to do, but it's so dumb.
Yes. It is cursed.
More cursed than being an industrial engineer? Or
yes.
Less cursed?
More cursed. Because you have to deal with all the animatronic people and stuff, it's kind of cursed. Because you actually have to give them imaginations. That's kind of the job of an imagination engineer, is that you have to give things that are fake imaginations. Which is difficult. It requires a bit of necromancy, dark magic, and being a wizard.
Are you a wizard?
No. So I'm trained to be. I suck. I'm not good.
You're not a great wizard.
Nope.
That's unfortunate.
You only need to be a wizard. You only need to be a wizard to work at Disney, though. I know dark magic, though.
What's so special about Disney?
Someone who works on giving animatronic to imagination was Five Nights at Freddy's accurate. Yes, it was. Five Nights at Freddy's is like Full Metal Jacket. It is completely accurate in every single way. It describes what happens behind the scenes at the Chuck E. Cheese's that remain. It's behind the scenes of Disney. All I have to say is that there's a high turnover of imaginary engineers.
Because of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Well, just the business industry happens, you know. We're disposable. It's, you know, we make a lot of money very fast, and then, well, they pay us a lot because, well, we're dispensable.
Hmm. Does that scare you at all?
No. Who wouldn't want their head being bit off by animatronic?
Which Five Nights at Freddy animatronic is your favorite, Mr. Shields?
I like them all equally.
All equally? Can you name them?
No. I don't learn their names. The names aren't important. Their souls are important.
It's about what's inside.
That counts, yeah. You have to feel them, Jackson. You have to feel them in order to get their full the full effect.
I don't like that. I don't like your phrasing, Mr. Shields. I don't like the tone of voice that you have.
You have no idea.
By the way, any viewers have any questions? Oh, nope, doesn't appear like it. Anyways, moving on. Mr. Shields, do you like Wisconsin?
Yes.
What other states do you like?
I like North Dakota.
North Dakota. Why North Dakota?
Because there's nothing there.
Why not South Dakota?
I like South Dakota, too.
Please describe to me the Dakotas.
Flat. Cows. Empty. Fargo.
Fargo?
Fargo.
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 What's...
Also drugs. Lots of drugs.
What's Fargo? Nothing else to do.
Fargo's a city.
In North Dakota.
If I'm not mistaken, yes.
I don't know that much about North Dakota or either of the Dakotas.
Neither do I.
But you know that Fargo exists there.
Yes. They also made a TV show about it. If South Dakota is so flat, what? Explain the Black Hills. You mean the Black Flats? Yeah, I don't know why they call it the Black Hills. It's still flat. It's just a figment of your imagination.
The Black Flats. I want to go there someday.
Why wait? Go now.
All right. We're going on break. I'm going to go take a trip to South Dakota. I'll be right back, everyone.
Happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age. I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, a Boston blanket kind.
John Shields, you liar! Those hills were existing. They weren't flat at all. What are you talking about? The Black Hills exist.
They're flat.
No, they're not. I just went.
That's physically impossible. For you to have made it to there, you would have had to exceed the speed of sound.
I'm dummy fast.
You dummy fast. Are you dummy
I'm dummy fast.
Are you dummy blind, too?
No.
Yes.
Was
because
Helen
they're flat.
Colorblind?
She was immune to flashbangs.
What does that mean she was blind?
She is immune to flashbangs. It means she was blind and deaf.
Well, maybe she was just pretending.
He knows too much. Send him in.
No! Oh, wait. Oh, it's just one of your bluffs again. Like the Black Flats.
The Black Flats.
Which don't exist.
What does exist, then?
The Black Hills.
What else exists?
The
Wall Drug? Or is Wall Drug just a conspiracy?
What's the Wall Drug?
Wall Drug? You didn't see Wall... Go back there right now. You have to go back there and see Wall Drug right now.
No.
Go.
No.
Just go.
I'm not going.
Why not?
I'm tired. It's been a long day. I move very fast.
You're dummy fast, though. Just be dummy fast again.
I'm also dummy exhausted.
Dummy exhausted. You heard it here first, folks. Jackson is dummy fast, dummy exhausted, and dummy thick, too.
I'm just dummy.
Dummy.
I'm just dummy, period. I should take down my tags in the front of my door and just replace them all with... little pictures of animals that say dummy. I should take the pig down and the whale down and just have, like...
Your dummy whale.
Just have a face that says dummy on it.
Right. That's definitely what's necessary and is totally not, like, terrible for your mental health or anything. No, you definitely should just totally demean yourself.
It feels like there's something you're getting at here that I'm missing. But okay.
Nothing, nothing at all, nothing at all, nothing at all. I know nothing.
All right. Moving on. How do you like that new RHA position that Mitch has? How does it feel to be liberated? To be free?
I was impeached. What are you talking about?
Oh. Oh. I didn't know that.
I was impeached. So was Liz. We were both impeached.
You know what's funny about the impeachment process? When we were choosing people after who could and could not replace you, you were talking about requirements to serve on the RHAE board, and I think maybe we should keep it as is, where there's technically no limits to who should be on the e-board. If a straight person can be president of Saga, then why not a non-resident president of RHA? I see no problem with this.
Right.
Zero issues.
Right. I'm gonna go live in, like, Arizona and be the RHA president.
I can't wait for a RA at UW-Platteville to end up being the RHA president at MSOE.
Hello, I is Indian Tech Support. I am the RHA president now.
Oh, no. John, no. We can't do this here. Anyways.
Why not? Why can't we?
Because I said so. And I'm the boss.
Are you?
I'm the boss.
I'm the captain.
You're not the captain.
You want? You sure about that? You're not the captain. You're not the captain. I'm the captain.
I am the captain.
I am the powerhouse of this cell.
I am dummy.
I am thick. Together we are
the captain.
No! Just dummy thick!
Have you ever seen The Misadventure of Skooks, Mr. Shields?
I'm sorry, Mitch just declared himself God.
Can we oppose that? Can we get a veto on that?
Yes, I veto that right now. I use residence life privileges to veto that.
Can I also, I'm also kind of God. I mean, I can do this. You want to see a cool magic trick?
Sure.
Ready?
Yep.
And now for my next trick. I will make John Shields III disappear. Abracadabra. I disconnected myself. Mistakes were made.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
I noticed you disappeared. What happened?
I also disappeared.
Yes. What happened there?
Magic, you know. Aliens might not exist, but we just proved magic does.
Or we just proved that other people are God as well.
I don't want to think about the implications of that.
Oh?
What? Was that a radio? Do you
was
have
it?
A radio nearby you?
Was it?
Yes. Yes. That was most definitely a radio. Why do you have a radio?
That's repeater at the Milwaukee School of Engineering.
It knows too much. Mr. Scanberg, are you live over there?
Yeah, I'm alive over there. Over here.
Over there? Are you here?
I astral projected to your room moment.
Oh, okay, so what's in my room right now?
You're in your room.
Did you see the blow-up doll?
No. I did not see that.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm surprised there's more than one.
How many are there?
I lost count.
You lost count.
Yeah.
Did you really lose count, or did you just stop counting?
Well, so I should say that the carcasses of blow-up dolls, because, well, they all have knife wounds.
That's not very good.
No, I got angry one night.
Oh.
Yeah. Stuff happened.
That's not disturbing whatsoever.
This floor is in danger.
I'm going to have to report you now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Who should I report you to, though?
The aliens.
Okay, just give me a second. Aliens, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I'm looking into my crystal ball right now. I'm trying to see if I can communicate through crystal ball.
This server is in danger, too. Did you know that?
No.
The server is in danger.
Why is this server in danger?
I can do whatever I want.
Why? How?
Because I can. Don't question it. Just don't question it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't question
it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So what else would you like to know about me?
Nothing.
Really?
I think I'm good now. You know,
oh, really?
I'm just not going to wonder anything at all. I'm just...
Do you see the dark aura emanating from around me? All the dark magic power?
No. I mean, I see a lot of rain outside my window.
Oh, look closer.
Is that your aura?
Yes.
Looks very water-like. Are you water?
Potentially. I am very wet.
I heard you, like, laugh. Like, a wheeze, like, through your own mic. You know, it's at times like these...
I went out the window and I came back.
It's at times like these I would like to tell you, and all the people listening, one of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard from anyone ever. From a person named Ellie. Have no idea their last name. You know, I'm the funniest person I know. End of quote.
Are you?
No. That was her quote. My sister went to her and said, "Do you ever just feel like you're the funniest person you know?" And she went, "Yes, I am the funniest person I know. The funniest person I know is named Chris." Chris is an odd individual.
Oh.
He somehow managed to break an end dresser with his bare hands. He also almost smashed an LED light to pieces by punting a jacket into it. Fun times. I miss Chris.
Will he die?
No. He's just a whiles away now. I mean, he's still on Snapchat. I can still see him.
You stalk him? Do we need to report you? We're reporting you. All right, MPD, where are you? Let me call him up on the radio real quick.
You can't catch me if you're not here. Abracadabra. Aha. I've magicked Mr. Shields away. Oh, he's back.
I can teleport.
Teleport?
Don't make me use my dark magic.
What's your dark magic?
That's my dark magic. Yeah, he'll be back in a little bit, I think. But in the meanwhile, now I am the captain. I am the sailor. So welcome to my show now. Yeah. We'll be interviewing the bots. Now, 101.1 FM transmitter, what is your favorite thing to do?
I like to listen to the bot player play its music.
You're not the transmitter.
Yes, I am.
You're not the transmitter.
I am the transmitter.
I just brought you back. My dark magic lets you back in.
No, I've always been here. Remember, I'm the transmitter.
Oh.
But sirs, the transmitter is with me right now, is feeling quite uncomfortable about your activities and does not want to interview today. It is under enough stress already from running a shoutcast stream nonstop for about the last 40 days. Please do not damage our transmitter. Thank you.
Can I punch it? Can I punch the transmitter?
No, you can't punch me.
Oh, you're the transmitter.
Yes, I am the transmitter.
Ah, okay. I thought you were the show host.
No, I'm the transmitter. You're the show host, remember?
Are you Transmitter Chan?
That's incredibly cursed. Like, Jesus, John. That's... I'm sorry, but... I know we've been memeing, but that's too far. I'm not going by the name Transmitter Chan. I just can't do that. That's too low for my standards. That's where I draw the line. There's a fine line, and that's where I draw it. Capiche?
No! Transmitter Chan lives on!
No. 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 We're not doing this. We're not talking about Transmitter Chan. No, John. No. We aren't talking about this. I'm not going by the name Transmitter Chan. We're not doing this. No, I don't like this. This is a bad.
So is it WJEB Chan, too?
You'll have to ask Mr. Bilky that.
Oh, okay.
You actually want me to get up? I'll walk down the hall and ask him myself.
We could do a mobile interview. Except the interviewee, or the interviewer is going to be the mobile one.
I don't understand what you mean when you said that.
Never mind.
What
other questions do you have for me?
Really, I have nothing. This was very impromptu, and we might end, like, really early. We might do a half show tonight. Simply because we just kind of did this on a whim. But this has been, so far, Mr. Jershi and myself, Jackson Scamberg, not Transmitter Chan.
Transmitter Chan!
No, on Smooth Sailing, WJEB Radio, 101.1
FM. 101
FM
Chan.
No, we're over. We're done.
Ship Chan! Ship Chan! Ship Chan!
We're done. We're out. It's over. Stream's over. We're playing the Congo Fiesta all night. No, that's the intro one. What's the outro one?
All night long, Chan.
No, Lionel Richie Chan. No. What's it called? Yes, this one. I found it. Okay.
Oh, did you?
It's over. It's gonna be a long night.
It's gonna be a long night, Chan. Chan, 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 Chan. The first light.